We talk about food. We talk about music with musical dudes. Finger on the pulse, snacky tunes.
Coming at you all the way from North Oakland, California. It's the number one funky dinosaur, so do not attempt to adjust your radio dial. This is the original funky dinosaur, the T-Rex.
9 to 5, all the way live and getting paid on the regular. I pay my bills right up on time, you know it turns me away on. Then I go.
Snacky Tunes. I am your host, DJ Never Forget. Teddy Diabolik is on his way, hence the abruptness, but you know, it's okay. Welcome. It is Monday. It is 2 o'clock. You are listening to Snacky Tunes on the Heritage Radio Network. Big shout out to TechServe, who keeps our computers from dying. Jack Enzi and RecTech are keeping us sounding clean. And we're very excited. In the studio today, we have the Secret Chef. How are you, Secret Chef?
I'm very well, thanks.
Thanks for joining us. He's going to be telling us a little bit later about stories from being a catering chef on the Upper West Side and some horror stories, right?
Yes, too many to speak.
And then later on from Oakland, California, we have Wallpaper, who you all know do our theme song, and that was just them off their record, which is dropping tomorrow, called Doodoo Face T-Rex. So it's been a really we've had some really nice weather.
Yeah, it's actually perfect right now.
It's actually kind of perfect, which is almost making up for
the crappy summer.
Yeah, the crappy summer that we had. But people are getting a little, I think they're still getting a little crazy. People always talk about like the secret summer that exists in Brooklyn.
Oh, the one that's not going to happen.
The one that's not going to happen.
It's already cold.
Yeah, and then the secret summer, I mean, I was at a barbecue yesterday.
Yeah, I was in the park.
Yeah,
and I mean, it's not really September weather, but
no, yeah, I was all ready for my DVR and everything, and I ended up like cooking up some sausages and everything, and I was going through the newspaper and I saw this unbelievable article in the New York Times about chicken feet and Obama, and just very, very quickly, Obama has decided to raise levy tariffs against China automotive their tires. So in response to that, China is going to levy tariffs against us for our own automotive products and chicken. And you'd be like, well, why is chicken thrown in there? Chicken is thrown in there because while the American chicken industry doesn't really care about its feet and wings, it's a huge deal in China. You're looking at me in total disbelief.
Yeah, that doesn't really sound right. Well, actually, they do eat some interesting things. So,
but like on a price, like what would you pay for a chicken's foot?
Honestly, I mean, when I was working in restaurants, we would buy cases of them because they have a lot of flavor
right.
for, you know, chicken broth, chicken stock. And I mean, I don't know, maybe $10 for 50 pounds.
Okay. They go for 60 to 80 cents a foot over there.
That would be a really expensive chicken stock.
So if you can imagine what the price point on that, and the article is really great. I recommend go reading it. It's one of those weird, like, this doesn't make any type of sense things, but it's one of those kind of can make or break the chicken industry type things,
That's kind of unbelievable.
Does that sound very educational? That's one of those things.
No, it is. It is.
It's
definitely
one of those things. It's one of those situations that I couldn't remember if I read it in the food section or in the business section.
It's probably the business section.
Probably the business section. So anyway, yeah, New York Times mixing up. So what did you do yesterday? Did you do any cooking?
Yesterday.
Actually, you were telling me you went to Motorino's.
Motorino. Yeah. Motorino.
Which is another pizza place, much like Roberta's.
Yeah.
But you said you gave it a second chance and...
Yeah, the first time I went in, it was really, really lackluster. It was really lackluster. It was just kind of... I mean, one of the things was good. It was like, you know, bacon wrap, figs, and everyone says that's cliche, but you know what? It's really good. So if it's not broke, don't fix it. But the pie was just really burnt, and I think they were just trying to get their bearings at the time. But I gave it a second try yesterday, and service was spot on, and everyone was chill, and the food was really good.
I kind of feel like it's I mean, I don't really know the... You know, we should get a restaurant review critic in here.
That's a good idea.
Because I feel like I'd like to ask questions like... Well, it's not really fair in the first month, I almost feel, to judge somebody.
Yeah, I mean, I actually went, because I agree with that, like, having worked in opening restaurants, it's not, it's not going to be perfect.
Right.
You can try, but it's not going to. So I went in 3 months, and then I gave it, like, another 8 months, so.
I mean, it's one of those things where it's like, I mean, almost anything. I mean, we kind of pride ourselves on, like, 90% to 95% of guys, like, Terry and I will do something and we'll get it like 90% done and then we'll just go ahead with it.
Right.
And then
right.
we'll fix it
as
along
it goes,
the way.
Yeah.
I mean, you meet a lot of people who are like, it's gotta be perfect and they just are held back by nothing's ever going to be perfect.
No, you can have a good plan, but I mean, it's not going to happen. But then I've seen restaurants that start strong and then they just fade. It's like, dude, you gotta keep that up. Yeah.
All right. Well, we're going to play a tune and then we're going to come back and here's some, how would you describe the horror stories, funny stories?
The horror stories stick out more, so yeah,
okay.
Probably horror stories.
So horror stories. So you are listening to Snacky Tunes. I am your host, DJ I Forget, and this is Begging the Paluski Edit.
Kind of man you caught in the end. Only thing I think is real.
right. That was just Beggin, Paluski edit on Snacky Tunes Radio. And if you're wondering why we are playing that, it is because Paluski will be playing with us this Friday and Saturday. Friday in Philadelphia at Silk City, and this Saturday at Brooklyn Bowl in Williamsburg. Have you been there yet?
I have. It's actually unbelievable.
Yeah.
It's really, really good. The staff is like 2-1. It basically, if you go in with 6 people, there'll be like 3 people like on you being like, what do you need? You want shoes? And comparatively speaking to another bowling alley nearby, which I won't say.
Yeah, we don't slander on the show.
Yeah, I won't
slander. We don't slander on the show.
I'm sure you guys get it. But yeah, it's comparatively speaking a lot better.
Yeah, I really enjoy it. The pins threw me for a little bit at first.
Not a huge fan of the pins, not going to lie.
Okay, but the energy savings on the pins, you know, it's 100% actually green.
Oh, I didn't even know that's why.
Yeah, it takes like 70% less energy to do that.
That's cool.
So it's kind of,
but
here's the thing. I'm not a professional bowler. So yeah. For me, it's kind of like
whatever.
It's not whatever, but for me, it's like I'm down for the trade-offs.
Yeah,
and I think it's, I mean, if I get 100, I'm like, I like, if I get 100 in the 8th frame, I just like,
no,
put
that's
my
a
shit
score.
Yeah.
But I guess they make up for the energy savings with the like 55 TVs and,
well, I mean, it's, I mean, you know, but no, I mean, you know, power is power. So yeah, if you get it from wind power, you get it from wind power.
Yeah,
it doesn't
matter.
That's true. Have you eaten there too?
The food's awesome. I was lucky and went there with an old coworker. It was her birthday, and she's friends with the chef.
Oh.
We got one of everything on the menu, and it was...
Did you roll out?
Oh, yeah. And cause everything's really rich there. And, I mean, but it's basically like glorified bar food, just done really, really,
really
well. Yeah.
Really well. But so, yeah, so we're DJing there with Paluski on Saturday. It starts at 10. It's $10. It's a good Saturday night. Take your girl out.
Definitely. Well.
If you want to bowl, get there early, because the lane's going to be packed.
Yeah, it does. It fills up.
So we are sitting here with the Secret Chef,
yes,
one of our good friends who, you know, in the past we brought over different food people, and we thought we'd bring in our friend who is a private caterer. Mm-hmm. You know what? I don't need to speak. Why don't you tell him what you do?
Basically, you know, when people ask, I'm just like, you know, I'm a personal chef. I've worked full times for family. I've done, you know, like you said, like catered little events, but nothing like huge scale, you know?
What's the average size?
Average, I mean, that I can do by myself and do it well, like 8 people. That's kind of my cutoff, especially if they want courses, you know.
Okay. So you've always, you know, thrilled us with a bunch of stories about nightmarish. Mm-hmm. And you know, we heard, so you know, why don't you give us like, don't give us your top one. Give us like your number 3 horror story.
Number 3 is probably, and I explain it to all my chef friends, the dried olive story. Basically, long story short, I had to do a small dinner. I think it was like 6 people. Super involved menu. It's like 7 courses, and they wanted, you know, all the bells and whistles. So, you know, I made a nice menu, and one of the dishes, which was the second, like I put out, you know, small amuse, and then, you know, the second one that I really wanted to, you know, like highlight my technique and all that, was this hamachi, beet cured hamachi, and it had dried olives on it, a bunch of other stuff. Anyways, the dried olives, like when they're done properly, they take a long time and they get nice and crunchy, put them in a slow oven overnight and, you know, just keep the pilot light on. So this is like a 24-hour process, and it basically makes the dish. It's just kind of like without them, it doesn't look right because, you know,
it's
the nice black color. It just brings
ties it together.
Exactly. Right. But so the key component. So I'm setting up, put out all my stuff, all the little garnishes and everything. And then I always go to the place, set up everything, and then go take a walk, just kind of breathe. And because I know it's super stressful, and I'm usually working with a server that I haven't worked with before. So I go outside, have a cigarette, you know, walk around, come back, and all my stuff is like rearranged differently. First of all. So I'm like, what the, you know, like, yeah. did the mother, you know, the wife come in and move my stuff? The housekeeper had come in and moved stuff around and trying to help out, like organize it better. And in the process, she threw away the dried olives because she thought that they were burnt because they're super dark.
Right.
I was like, and I didn't realize it until I started plating up the second course.
Oh, no.
And, like, honestly, I mean, these people were foodies. I think that they had a hunch, but inside I was just burning up. I was like, oh, my God, what do you, like, I can't yell at this lady because I need to still get paid.
Right, exactly. But,
yeah, the housekeeper kind of blew it.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah.
I mean, like, what can you say? You're just in a position.
No, I like, let her know. I was like, I think your housekeeper threw something away. And she's like, oh, it's okay. And I'm like,
not really. That's my reputation.
Yeah, exactly.
So, all right. So then give us, like, another heart. What's like, a thing where it's, like, you just... Have you ever just lost your cool and just...
Yeah.
Kind of, like...
Oh, yeah.
Just give us, like, a lost your cool.
I was working for a family full-time, Upper East Side, last year, and it was Thanksgiving, and they wanted to do the whole family. So this is 42 people.
Right, and you already said your maximum was 8.
Was 8. And
so that's a couple more.
Totally. And, you know, usually if it is more, I'll get help.
Right.
But they let me know, like, 2 days before that now the whole family's coming. So I'm scrambling around. I'm shopping. Like, I mean, 42 people is a lot of food. That's, like, two big birds, and
right.
You know, they wanted sweet potatoes and mashed potatoes and just everything, and then the grandmother gives me a recipe for the family's, like, famous cabbage soup, which, like, right there, cabbage soup, I mean, yeah, it's okay, but it just doesn't sound like a real, like, crowd pleaser,
right?
And she's raving about it, like, oh my gosh, my grandmother used to make this for me, and blah, blah, blah. She hands me this note card that, you know, like a recipe box index card that was written in, like, chicken scratch and just had, like, stains all over it. It was, like, barely readable. But she, the whole time she's there, she's really, really persistent that I get this recipe right. So being, you know, like, I was classically trained in French, you know, cooking. So I took the approach to, like, kind of refine it. Because it said, you know, like, canned sauerkraut and canned tomatoes and, like, bouillon, those little cubes that you can, like, suck on. So I make a nice consomme, with beef bones and this and that. And, like, she comes in the kitchen and starts stirring it. And, you know, like, she doesn't even know what she's doing.
Right,
I made a raft on a consomme, you know, and you can't disturb it.
Yeah.
So she botches it there. She's like, what are you doing? You know, why is there egg whites in there? I was like, oh, you know, I'm trying to, she's like, did you add, you know, the canned tomatoes yet? And just, but really harping on me. Anyways, so I make my soup. When it comes time to serve, I put everything, like, family style out, you know, like a buffet. So everyone's lined up, like, everyone's got their plate and, like, ready to eat. And they're like, oh my God, everything looks so nice. And this douche of a woman comes up and takes the soup tureen that I put the cabbage soup in. She's like, this is not right. Like, right in front of all the guests. Like, she made a point to do it. And this is when I lost my cool. And I just went up and I grabbed it from her hands. I was like, it was a crappy recipe anyways. I couldn't even read it. I was like, I don't know why you guys would want to eat cabbage soup on Thanksgiving. And she shut up right away. She was so mortified. And even the family members, like, you could tell that she had been douchey to them too. Like, she was just the evil grandmother.
Right.
Oh, man.
So they were kind of like, right on.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah. That was.
So the advice is, you know, single out a family member that everyone else dislikes.
Pretty much.
Say what everyone else is thinking. Leave the hero.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I actually ended up, yeah, it benefited me, even though I lost my cool.
Well, by the way, Terry, welcome.
Hey, guys. Sorry about
What's
that.
What's happening?
How did the soup taste?
Honestly, for cabbage soup, the way I made it, I thought it was pretty good. I didn't use canned tomatoes. I used, you know, fresh tomatoes. And like, yeah, it was a wreck. I didn't like the soup to begin with. I tried my best, and it probably tasted good. But.
You know, sometimes there's those family recipes where people know that it tastes junky.
Yeah.
That's sort of why they like it.
Right, right, right.
But
like ambrosia salad. You know, you go to someone's house for Thanksgiving, and they're like, oh, my God, you must try this. And it's like, you know, marshmallows out of a bag and, like, canned like
sweet potatoes with marshmallows on top.
Yeah.
It's like, no, I got it. You
so nasty.
Yeah, the 50s were great.
Yeah.
So I think never forget setting up, but anything else? Anything you want to promote? Anything you want to shout out?
I mean, I don't know. Shout out. I'll give a shout out to my boys. Yeah, I mean, I could go on. I have so many horror stories, but
never forget, we have time for more.
Let's bring him back.
Oh, we'll bring him back. You have it here. Anyway, so this is Terry Diabolik. You're listening to Snacky Tunes on Heritage Radio Network. NeverForgetSendingUp.com. Never forget. Take us away.
You know, I want to ask you something. Have you ever wondered why it is we love this music? I want to tell you a little story. See, all about me and my friends, when we're going to the club, we get up in there every Saturday night, and it doesn't matter what the crowd looks like, but baby, every single time we get together, talk about having a good time with house music. Woo! And we can feel it. We can feel this thing. We can feel this thing. Oh, yes, we can. Ah!
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Snacky Tunes on heritageradionetwork.com. Big shout out to our sponsor, TechServe, and sorry for all of you who missed me, Terry, in the first part of the show. I was.
I don't know if they missed you.
Well, they thought about me.
I think
it
might have made things a little bit rougher for me and made me not look as good, but...
Are you saying you missed me?
Made me look real good.
Yeah, made Secret Chef look really, really stepped in there. Hero because he takes down grandmothers, and hero for stepping in and saving you.
But I just want to say, you know, we were busy editing Dinner with the Band, and the Sharon Jones episode looks phenomenal.
Anyway, you want to hear what I played?
I do want to hear what you played.
That was first opening was House Stabs by Luc Vibert. Before that was after that was Give Me Love, Cerrone. I believe Bob Sinclair had his hand in that.
Ooh, Bobby, hey.
The next was a new track from Le Bébard called Feeling It, which VDRK passed to me.
Thank you.
And then the final thing was Dream in the Desert, Red Tailed Hawk remix from the Lowbrows.
Which I gotta say, you didn't feel the first time I put it out.
Actually, you're incorrect. You just, you know, started in the wrong position. I had to, you know, sift through the water and mine
easy
for
boys.
The gold.
Easy there.
So,
never forget feeling it.
Feeling it. So we have a very, very special guest on air. Ricky, are you there?
Yeah, what's cracking up?
Oh, Ricky Reed. Oh, man. Ricky Reed is in the studio. Yes. Woo. There he is. Ricky Reed is one half of the band Wallpaper, whose record is coming out tomorrow. Ricky, thank you for joining us.
Hey, what's up, fellas? Hey, I gotta apologize because I'm eating a granola bar right now, so if you hear some little crinkles and crackles,
we want to say thank you so much for making our intro jingle. It is, I think, everyone's favorite part of the show. They think it peaks at the jingle and then goes downhill from there. So thank you for starting
us. 15 seconds of glory and then another 59 minutes and 45 seconds of nothing.
You know, the funny thing is that, like, I basically pooed out that jingle, but I like it.
So just so you know, Wallpaper's poo is better than Finger on the Pulse Gold.
That was a good sound.
Okay. Yeah, so yeah. So speaking of poo, your record is called Doo-Doo Face, and I would just, you know, tell us a little bit about it, how you've been working on it, you know, what's the story behind Doo-Doo Face?
I mean, it was a very big budget project. We had to pay, like, a lot of money to hire a bunch of executive producers in general. They did most of the songwriting, like I came in, I laced the hook, you know, like, but Doo-Doo Face is about when something is, like, super funky, like, it's so funky that it's, like, you make a face, it looks like you smell some junk on the ground, like some dog junk, you know, some dookie, you know what I'm saying?
I hear you, man. Now, you're supporting this album with the tour, am I right?
Yeah, I mean, we're doing some one-offs, we're kind of flying around the States, we got a show at the Vatican, and we're going to play in, like, North Korea and, like, Pyongyang and
Oh, man, well, I'm happy that you're going to be fitting our show a cameo on October 3rd after the Vatican and before. Is it the Great Wall of China? I can't remember which wall it is in China that you're playing.
No, it is the Great Wall, but okay. it's the short, we're doing the tallest part of the Great Wall.
Oh, okay.
You know? We're doing the peak, but yeah, we're really excited about the show in Brooklyn, man. It's going to be ill.
So just to give our listeners, the history of Wallpaper is shrouded in mystery, wrapped in a cloak of alcohol. And I was wondering, since we haven't phoned, if you could tell us about the history of Wallpaper for our dear listeners.
Yeah, okay. Well, basically, I mean, we got started like back in like 2005 or 2007. I'm not sure, but we, my man Eric, he started making some beats. He had me come in and sing on them, and we wanted to get Josh Freese on drums, but he was busy, so we got this Indian dude, Arch Barker, Arjun Singh, you know, well, I can never keep the dude straight. You know, but then, yeah, I mean, the rest is history. Then we got hooked up with Dr. Dre back in, you know, early 2008, and we made this record, man. It's like history in the making, you know what I mean?
So are you responsible for Dr. J looking totally jacked about a year ago when he appeared on TV?
You're talking about when he was all buff?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, Dr. Dre and I have the same trainer. That's Lou Ferrigno.
let's talk tracks. You got that video that came out for I Got Soul.
Soul Wasted.
Soul Wasted. And pretty hip video. So tell us a little bit about that, the making of that video.
I mean, the video was fun. Like, they basically, it was pretty chill. Like, they helicoptered me in. I had to walk through a bar and squish a strawberry on this one chick's face, and then I left. That was about it.
So it's one take?
Yeah, it's one take. It's a one take video, and I did it in one take. You know what I'm saying? It's not a big deal.
So my favorite song on the record is Fine GF, which seems to be like a soul power ballad. And I wanted to know, you know, what the story is behind that song.
Man, it's no big deal. Like, I met this girl, and I wasn't really feeling her anyways. But so she was real busy at the time, so she wasn't trying to kick it with me. But I didn't like her from the get-go, so I wrote a song about how much I didn't like this girl already that kind of pieced me out.
Oh, okay. So you made us a mini-mix for the show, exclusive. What are your thoughts on this before we drop it for the ladies and gentlemen?
We got a couple remixes by my man E, and then we get into some cuts from the record. It features your jam, Fine Girlfriend. We also got a Getting Drip. We got Freak Scene, you know, because Oakland's all about the freak scene, man. We got some freaks in Oakland, so we had to shout them out. And just a couple other goodies for your hoodies.
Well, we appreciate you calling in. Anything else? Last thoughts on Doo-Doo Face before it drops, before it becomes public and they get their hands on it?
No, I ain't got anything else to say.
All right. Well, Ricky, thank you for taking time from calling from private jet. Doo-Doo Face is out tomorrow. Buy it everywhere. Wallpaper is live at Cameo October 3rd with Mystery Roar and us, Finger on the Pulse, and Ender Wiggins and Gavin Royce and all your favorite jams and everything. Ricky, thank you.
Hey, thank you so much, fellas. I can't wait to see your beautiful faces when I get out there.
All right. This is the exclusive mini-mix album preview mixed by Ricky Reed and Wallpaper themselves on Snacky Tunes Radio.
So
Wallpaper, man. Ricky Reed, man. Yeah. I feel good. I feel real good. It's time to give me your money and tell me everything that you want. It's like a sex. Getting drip like a fish. Let's pre-party tonight. Let's pre-party tonight. I'm in the kitchen. I'm getting drip before we split. Let's pre-party tonight. Hey, love. Let's pre-party tonight. Coming up, going down. It's like sex. It's good. You get so comfortable, you wanna shout it out, out loud. I'm in the kitchen, getting drip like a fish. Let's pre-party tonight. Let's pre-party tonight. I'm in the kitchen, I'm getting drip before we split. Let's pre-party tonight. Tonight. Ooh.
Thinking she out of my reach. Well, she not. a fine girlfriend. I got to find myself a fine girlfriend. I got to find myself a fine. She peeps me out 'cause I'm too good looking, too well dressed and making real money now. It pays under the table. That means they don't be taking them taxes out. Save a little cash, we could go on some dates. Split it down the middle, 'cause I don't know if I like you yet. Ooh, I'm just saying. I got to find myself a fine girlfriend.
Listeners, that was just the Wallpaper Doodoo Face Plus Remixes mini mix exclusive for Snacky Tunes. Doodoo Face out tomorrow. Wallpaper is playing with us at Cameo on October 3rd. You're listening to Snacky Tunes. I am one half of your host, Did You Never Forget?
And I'm right here as Terminabolic.
We are Finger on the Pulse. You are listening to Heritage Radio Network. Big shout out to TechServe, who is our sponsor, and to Jack Enzi and RecTech for keeping it together, and to Ricky Reed for calling in, and to the Secret Chef. Hey, Secret Chef.
Hey.
First off, shout out to Ryan the Mustache.
I was just, I'm not even kidding. I was going to give him a shout out.
Really?
To the Mustache, a.k.a. Ricky Balboa.
Oh, yes.
His next fight's going to be at the Bushwick Country Club.
Yeah, his next fight's going to be about like 1:15.
Is that around 4:30 a.m.?
Here's
the thing. Friday? Yeah. Here's the
thing. It's not scheduled. It's just like a window.
Exactly.
Of time.
It's, we don't know the contender, but
yeah, but I'm putting they're my probably going to lose.
I'm putting my money on Ryan.
My guess is that they're not an Angels fan. This is my guess. Yeah.
That might start the fight.
So, once again, it's a gorgeous September, late Indian, here we go, Indian summer.
Indian summer. This weather rules, though.
It rules. However, I was like all geared up this weekend to just lay on my couch and watch TV. And I was like, I gotta go. I guess I'll go out.
Feel obligated to
feel
go out.
I do, because I know it's coming.
Secret Chef, seasons changes. What do you got on the menu coming up for the fall?
Honestly, fall is my favorite time of year to cook. Like root vegetables and, you know, squashes. It's just like, it's like the best time of year to eat. It's just comforting.
It's the best.
Beets and just everything that comes out of the ground.
Oh, I didn't even ask. What's your like specialty? What is like the, this is, I always like to talk about this, but there's the website Cook to Bang.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which is like a great, you know, it, the name is in the title. So if you were like girls coming over.
The name is in the title? Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to go with that. Yeah. If you don't pay attention to what I say, when you stop and pay attention to it, it shows that I have zero master of English language.
Perfect fall meal. Three course? Let's go.
Honestly, okay, let me think. Butternut squash soup, honestly. Like
that. That's check one.
You really can't go wrong. Then probably duck cassoulet.
Oof.
That's just like the bomb right there. And then for dessert, give me some pumpkin pie.
I mean, I just melted. Pie.
Yeah.
You just pitched menu to Bang.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. I'm usually not good with off the top of my head kind of stuff. Yes, I got my cougar.
The cougar's into it. So we're gonna wrap this up.
Guys, again, sorry for being so late today, but you will all see the fruits of our labors. November 24th, IFC, Dinner with the Band premiere. Very excited.
So once again, thank you to everybody.
Thank you to everybody. Let's not forget this weekend, Brooklyn Bowl.
Paluski.
Saturday, September 26th, and possible after party. Hello, the Kid Rob.
Yeah, yeah, so there is an after party, but email us music@fotpnyc.com to find out the details for the after party.
And Secret Chef.
Thanks for having me.
Secret Chef, thank you. We'll have you back. That was fun. We'll get some. We'll get more stories.
Thanks for having me, guys.
And just real quick, about to drop Lena by Sin, the Fun That Set Me Free Tasmanian Disco stamp, and then Take Care of Business, Nina Simone, Paluski edit, because it's apropos.
So once again, thank you to TechServe for sponsoring us and keeping us on air and keep our computers running. Roberta's, Jack Inslee, RecTech for keeping us running. To all of our guests, next week we have the Martinez brothers actually in studio doing live sets and a very special surprise food guest as well, which we will probably announce in the email next week. So, Terry Diabolic, take us away.
It's nature with the bears. This